Time for another Piano Puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Scott Rose is on the phone from San Antonio, Texas. Scott, good to have you.
Oh, greetings from the Alamo City.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. Thank you. And Scott, what's your musical background?
Well, in a word, none. I don't play an instrument. I can't read music, of course, but I love to listen. And I've been a very, very regular listener to Performance Today and other NPR programs for well over 20 years.
So really, you do have a musical background. You haven't played music, but you have quite a background in music from listening to public radio.
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
All right. Well, Scott, I think you know what's coming. Bruce is going to play his Piano Puzzler. Then we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Are you all set?
I guess so.
Okay, Scott, here's Bruce Adolf with your Piano Puzzler. That was so sweet.
That was so cruelly beautiful.
Well, Scott, what do you think?
I think it's cruelly beautiful.
I like the. I might use that as a title for something.
Well, I have to go by comparison. Mm-hmm. When he started, I heard like a little Mendelssohn. Maybe?
That's very close.
I mean, it was too refined for me for Liszt, but
no, it's definitely refined, and it's also the piano textures, the whole feeling of it is typical and actually taken from a particular work. Good
guess. All right, well, I think Fred, you're just going to have to bail me out here.
Well, you know, I'm not recognizing the references, so I don't know the exact name either. And well, I was thinking Mendelssohn.
Yes,
as a
well, I think
fact.
Mendelssohn is a. As I say, it's such an excellent choice that I could almost accept it, even though it's not the person I base this on.
Is it another German composer?
Yes, it's a German composer.
Did he have a wife who was a famous pianist?
Oh, would that be Schumann?
You got it!
Yeah. Robert
Thanks,
Schumann.
Fred. Yeah. You helped me there.
Well, I love when Fred gets it because right over the eyes, there's a relaxation.
So, Scott, We haven't named the tune yet.
Oh, yes.
I've forgotten the entire piece already.
There was one moment in particular. I had no clue for quite a while, but then suddenly...
I would say if you discount the first one, two, three, four, five beats, that's all. If these are a beat.
Three,
four, five. If you can't, skip those, and then the tune will be pretty clear.
Okay, can we hear it again from the beginning then? Yeah.
Danny Boy?
Yeah.
The tune is there all from beginning to end.
Right on top the whole time. It's just that the harmonies are
a
different world.
The harmonies are the Robert Schumann world brought to bear on that Irish song, and it's a little disorienting in the harmony and sometimes the rhythm. Too.
Yes, well, the rhythm is only disorienting because of the harmony. You know, there is a harmonic rhythm, which is where do you feel tensions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Schumann would stretch something a certain way, so I did that too.
Well, Scott...
Yes, I'm still here.
You named the song, and you named the composer.
Well, it was with quite a bit of assistance, I must confess. But you guys are my teachers, so I'm happy to say that.
Well, Scott, nicely done. And for playing our piano puzzler, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler. And I know you said you don't read music, but still, we'll send you an autographed copy of the score, the music to that classic piano puzzler signed by composer Bruce Adolph himself.
It's going right up on my wall next to my law degree.
Excellent. Scott Rose from San Antonio, Texas. What's your public radio station?
Well, I listen on Texas Public Radio, KPAC 88.3, but also mostly on the podcast.
Ah, yeah, from performancetoday.org. Scott, thanks very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Oh, it was my painful pleasure. Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.